Prodigy, half of the rap duo Mobb Deep, died yesterday after being admitted to a Las Vegas hospital with complications from sickle cell anemia. Born Albert Johnson, Prodigy was diagnosed as an infant, suffered terrible pain. His death is a reminder of this terrible disease. Sharon Begley is a senior science writer for STAT. She joins us by Skype. And Sharon, you've written about it. We'll link people. But what is sickle cell anemia?
So sickle cell is an inherited disease. It is the result of a genetic mutation, and people who inherited the mutated form of the gene from both parents, one from mom, one from dad, have the actual disease. If you inherited only one, you're a carrier. And what the mutation does is cripple your red blood cells. They become cramped, sickle-shaped, and they are unable to carry oxygen, which of course is the function of red blood cells. So as you might imagine, when there is less oxygen being delivered to your organs throughout your body, there are horrific consequences. Robin, you used the word terrible pain, and that is definitely one of the consequences. So is complete organ failure. So this is not a gentle disease by any means. It is truly awful, and approximately 100,000 people in the United States, and of course many more worldwide, have it.
Well, and Prodigy talked about, you know, being a child, feeling an attack coming on at the bus stop, and, you know, knowing that he was going to have pain. It's like a migraine, apparently, in every part of your body. It's that painful. So we've known about it for a while. It largely affects the African-American community. And you spoke with doctors who said they just needed $5 million for a clinical trial. As you said, this is like a rounding error for a lot of researchers. It's such a small amount in the world of research. And there are some who feel that the reason we haven't had better results and more research is because it affects, you know, African-Americans.
Well, and that was one of the questions that I set out to answer. And as you might imagine, when I posed that question to people, why has there been so little progress? Most of them tiptoed around that. But I reached one of the grand old men of hematology, and he said outright, because of who it affects. Not only African-Americans, but Greeks, Italians, who over the decades in this country have frankly not been favored groups. And the sad fact is that when hospitals approach would-be donors, you know, can you write us a big check? That money tends to go to, if it's going to a children's disease, to cancer. Mm-hmm. And hospitals told me they just have a terrible time raising money for sickle cell research.
Well, meantime, you've done a very deep article, and it sounds as if that there might be some genetic way to turn off switches that make these cells work better or at least alleviate the pain. I mean, how close do these doctors feel they are if they could just get some research?
Yes, there is a gene therapy trial being run by the Massachusetts-based biotechnology company Bluebird, and the Bluebird trial has had some success in fixing the genetic defect that we described earlier. There's another approach. People who have the mutation that causes sickle cell but have an additional mutation, they seem to be fine. They carry both mutated genes by all rights. They should have the disease, but they don't. So another approach is to sort of paradoxically give them another mutation so that the bad mutation in one gene, they will have a sort of compensatory one in another gene. And some academic labs are also trying to get clinical trials up and running.
Okay. Well, and the death of Prodigy reminds us, you know, how much it's needed. Sharon Begley, senior writer for Stat News. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.